I'm in London. Who are you, sir?
I'm Jed. Pleased to meet you.
This is quite fascinating. I've just found myself 10 minutes into wandering around Best of Britannia, an exhibition celebrating British creativity, manufacturing and making of all things very cool. And I'm always looking for the unusual. And I think I found it in your stall here, your stand, your corner of this amazing festival. What do you do?
We digitally print on leather. We use any digital graphics, so we can work with artists and illustrators, and we can provide them with a showcase. So if you send me your image, I'll print it on leather with a 5-year guarantee, if not more. And we can turn that leather, or you can turn that leather into a piece of upholstery, a car interior, a bike seat, a motorbike seat. You name it, we can do it.
Have you basically just got a massive high-quality printer that will take leather sheets?
Yes.
I've discovered the secret. The designs here, though, are outstanding. In particular, there's a strange leather sofa. I say strange because it looks like it's going to eat you in more ways than one, with kind of psychedelic cat heads on.
That's exactly where it is. It was designed by an artist called Queso, who's a graffiti artist and urban street artist. And he's a bit like Kaiser Soze. He just turns up. He's a big bearded guy who just turns up out of the wings and just appears, gets some printing done. And you turn around and say, thanks very much, Case, when he's gone. That's the way he works, just in a little will-o'-the-wisp of smoke. But yeah, he's done this image for us. And yeah, right, it does look astounding. It's a picture of a cat's face, kaleidoscopically repeated over the whole of the leather. And hey, it's not your normal DFS furniture, like, or SCS. It's something a little bit more special.
Why is it more special?
Look at the design. I mean, you can choose exactly what you want these days. You don't have to go with what some designer decides is best for you. If you've got any talent at all, you can choose what you want. And if you want to go onto Pinterest and choose a nice image from there, we can work with that artist or that designer and work with them. So you choose now. You don't have to leave it to the experts.
And do you think that if we are making our products, the things we have to live in, more personal, do you think we care about it more?
I think you do. I think that people would care about it a lot more in that case. Once you've put a little bit of personality into that product, you care about it, you love it, and it turns into an heirloom rather than a bit of chipboard furniture, you know. You can pass this thing down to your kids and they're going to love it just as much as well. I think that's the key.
It definitely feels like you're embracing the spirit of what Best of Britannia is about. The whole making things that last and handing them down. And if you can do what you're doing in a way, and that's attaching stories, attaching art to maybe even products you already have.
Absolutely, yeah, you can reupholster a product. So if you've got an heirloom product that's looking a bit shabby, you could go and use a fantastic British leather. This leather's from Bridge of Weir or from Muirheads in Scotland. Both fantastic companies. It's environmentally friendly. All the effluents are used in that leather process are recycled and refined and used in heating for the whole village. And you end up with a fantastic product like this. But if you took an antique chair, like some of the ones that were bought at auction, and reupholstered them in this leather, you add something to it in a very, very fine way. This is 2013, and I'm working with bits of furniture that were made in 1850, and I'm putting this fantastic digitally printed leather onto it. You want to see the results. Go to northernersrock.com, you'll see the results. Stunning.
What are you most proud of?
Me kids.
Do you know what? I was going to say, apart from your kids.
Hey, I've been in business since I was 16 and I'm 46 now. We've been through lots of ups and downs. We invented processors for printing onto mobile phone covers for Nokia. We've followed on the stock exchange. We've done all sorts of exciting things in the past. But working with artists and illustrators and the passion that I feel when I'm in London, I see a different city to what I saw 30 years ago. This place, London, is an amazing place. And it really is a reflection of the UK in general. It's a stunning place. I'm very proud of being British.
Jed, thank you very much.
You're welcome.